Tallon handed Rachel the folded pad of fabric and then used his free hands to slip the balloon's payload clasp through one of the carabiners on his harness. Then, rolling on his side, he slipped the clasp through one of Rachel's carabiners as well. Tallon and Rachel were now one, joined at the hip. From between them, the loose tether trailed off across the snow to the struggling Corky, and 10 yards farther to the empty clip beside Nora Manger. "Nora's already gone," Tallon told himself. "Nothing you can do." The attackers were crouched over Corky's writhing body now, packing a handful of snow and preparing to stuff it down Corky's throat. Tallon knew they were almost out of time. Tallon grabbed the folded balloon from Rachel. The fabric was as light as tissue paper and virtually indestructible. "Here goes nothing." "Hold on!" "Mike!" Rachel said. "What?" Tallon hurled the pad of wadded mylar into the air over their heads. The howling wind snatched it up and spread it out like a parachute in a hurricane. The sheath filled instantly, billowing open with a loud snap. Tallon felt a wrenching yank on his harness, and he knew in an instant he had grossly underestimated the power of the katabatic wind. Within a fraction of a second, he and Rachel were half airborne, being dragged down the glacier. A moment later, Tallon felt a jerk as his tether drew taut on Corky Marlinson. 20 yards back, his terrified friend was yanked out from under his stunned attackers, sending one of them tumbling backward. Corky let out a blood-curdling scream as he, too, accelerated across the ice, barely missing the overturned sled, then fishtailing inward. A second rope trailed limp beside Corky, the rope that had been connected to Nora Manger. "Nothing you can do," Tallon told himself. Like a tangled mass of human marionettes, the three bodies skimmed down the glacier. Ice pellets went sailing by, but Tallon knew the attackers had missed their chance. Behind him, the white-clad soldiers faded away, shrinking to illuminated specks in the glow of the flares. Tallon now felt the ice ripping beneath his padded suit with relentless acceleration, and the relief at having escaped faded fast. Less than 2 miles directly ahead of them, the Milne ice shelf came to an abrupt end at a precipitous cliff. And beyond it, 100-foot drop to the lethal, pounding surf of the Arctic Ocean.